Epilogue.
Man, I wish I had known you were going through that shit,
Snake said with a tight-lipped grimace. The president of the brood was as lean and wiry as his namesake, an albino with long, silky waist-length hair and sharply chiseled features that gave him a striking resemblance to the long-haired, grinning skull wearing an Uncle Sam top hat that was the emblem of the club. He was wearing tight black leather motorcycle pants and boots, and no shirt beneath the black leather vest that was his club colors.
If we'd have known, we would have done something about it. We ain't got no TV here. We don't get no papers. And the only thing we ever listen to on the radio's our own station. That way we don't have to put with no fucking commercials or wimp tunes. We never wanted nothing from that fucking city, man, but I guess maybe we ought to change that and keep more in touch. We could have done something to help if we'd known what was going down.
No offense, said Steele, but anything you might have done would probably have only made things worse. And it would have brought you a lot more trouble than you needed.
Yeah, well, maybe. But I'm really sorry about your lady, man.
The other bikers in the meeting room nodded in mute, respectful agreement.
Raven was a righteous woman, Snake continued.
Steele sighed.
Yes. Yes, she was. And if it hadn't been for me, she'd still be alive.
Hey, don't beat yourself up about it, Steele,
Snake replied.
The lady made her choice. She chose to stand with her old man. And from what I knew of her, she wouldn't have had it any other way. Don't blame yourself. You should be fucking proud of her.
I am proud of her, said Steele. I always was. I always will be.
Carry that with you, man,
Snake said.
Make a motion, said Peacemaker,
the club's huge bearded sergeant at arms. Snake indicated with his hand that he should proceed.
Motion that every member of the club get a cross with Raven's name on it tattooed over his heart to commemorate a righteous lady and always keep her memory as an example to us all.
The other members of the club nodded and muttered in agreement.
I think that's a decision that should be up to Steele, said Snake.
I think she'd have liked that, Steele said.
So moved and seconded, said Snake. All in favor?
It was unanimous.
Motion is carried,
Snake said.
Now I've got a motion. Seeing that Steele is always already an honorary member, I move we waive prospect requirements and make him a full-fledged brother and accept him into the Enclave.
Second the motion, Peacemaker said.
All in favor.
Again, it was unanimous.
Carried,
Snake said.
Wait a minute, Steele said. Look, don't get me wrong, I'm honored, but I can't stay.
It ain't conditional on staying if you don't want to, Snake replied. But any reason why you shouldn't stay? You got nothing to go back to there. They'll just try to hunt you down and waste your ass. We got us a good life here. We'd be proud to have you.
I know that, said Steele, and I appreciate it. Maybe one of these days I'll take you up on it, but I still got things to do. This isn't finished. There were people behind Carmen pulling the strings. I intend to find them. I always believed the government ran things, that the people ran the government. Turns out I was wrong.
Hell, I could have told you that, said Snake. You're talking about the organization.
Steele frowned.
You know about them?
Snake shrugged.
We hear things. We know about them. We don't know who they are. We do a lot of business with the freebooters. Damn pirates got their sticky fucking fingers and everything. There's been talk about a bunch of heavyweights who play both ends against the middle. The government against the enclaves and the freebooters, keeping things unstable and decentralized so much as they can pile up in their profits. What is this, a big branch in Miami? Don't know exactly where, though.
Then I guess I'm going to Miami, Steele said. You think the freebooters will give me passage?
Hell, they'll do anything for bread, man. Just watch your back and sleep with one eye open while you're aboard.
I'm afraid I don't have any money, Steele said.
Don't worry about it, Snake said. I'll take care of it.
I don't know when, if ever, I could pay you back, said Steele.
I ask you to pay me back? Hell, you brought me that armored fucking limo, man. Always wanted one of them things. It's tricked out real nice, too. I figure I'm getting the best end of the deal.
Steele smiled.
Okay, then. When's their next boat due in?
Who knows? They'll be around. Miami ain't going anywhere, man. You got a home here. You can stay at my place. Just watch you don't get raped by my old lady. Meanwhile, I know we ain't got Raven's body, but I think she still deserves a funeral. If it's okay with you, I'd like to get the whole Brotherhood together and ride out in formation to the point at sunset. You know, I used to be a Jevy way back when. We can give her a nice Catholic service, the whole enclave in attendance. Send her on her way.
I'd like that, Steele said softly. I'd like that very much.
You got it. Pass the word, said Snake. We ride.
End of chapter. End of Target Steele.